presents Satellite 7, an adventure serial in 8 parts by Angus McVicar. The storyteller is 15-year-old Jake Thompson. Part 6, Zero Hour.
We got to the launching bay at 5:30. Professor Walters and Roderick McIntyre were checking instruments and papers and giving orders to a crowd of white-coated scientists. Lieutenant Carmichael stood at the main door, glancing at his wristwatch. We took our places on a bench behind the desk, Granny and Bridie and Mr. O'Neill and Tony and I. And suddenly, at 6:15...
Oh, dear me, what's that?
All right, Granny. Just a warning, I expect.
It sounds evil. Like the evil around us.
Oh, here, Harry, he'll tell us.
Okay, not to worry. That's a signal for everybody who's not immediately concerned with the launching to take cover, including my own men.
Do you men come here, too?
No, they use the safety bunker behind the dome, along with the maintenance men. My sergeant's in charge, and he'll be rounding up all the odd bodies now. Then, when the final warning goes at 5:55, he'll call the roll and report to me here. Right, I've got to check the numbers here in the launching bay. I'll come back and watch the takeoff.
Fine. Well, we'll see you later, all right? Oh, here's Mr. McIntyre.
Morning. I hope you youngsters are prepared to sit quietly and not make nuisances of yourselves.
Oh, we certainly will, sir.
In fact, you ought to have gone to the safety bunker. But for some reason, the professor wants you to see the takeoff.
It's very kind of him, sir.
Kind? Soft's the word I'd use. However, the operations begin and we'll see 15 minutes. I'll leave you in charge, Mr. O'Neill.
Right.
Now, as you can well understand, the first few minutes of the flight require intense concentration as far as the professor and I are concerned. We shouldn't like to be disturbed by over-enthusiastic spectators.
I know. You can take it that we'll remain strictly in the background.
Good. Hackett? Are you there, Hackett?
Yes, sir.
Can you come here a minute?
Yes.
All right, next door?
Everything in order, sir. What's that?
Good. Keep your eye on the timing up, will you?
Okay, sir.
All right.
Good morning, all.
Hello, buddy.
A moment of history, eh?
Oh, it certainly
is. We just had a severe talking to by Mr. McIntyre.
He reminds me of one of my masters, old Vicky Brown.
It's just his way. Well, better get back to my job, keeping an eye on the timing apparatus. Don't need more accidents, eh?
Billy!
Yes, Mr. O'Neill.
Did you do what was necessary?
Sure, everything under control.
Good.
We've 11 minutes to go. Will you ever be in time, do you think?
Why'd you say that, Brady?
Well, everybody seems to be rushing about quite aimlessly.
Last-minute checks, I should imagine. Think of all the apparatus in that rocket. Turbines, atomizers, gyros, radio transmitters, cine cameras, all controlled from here. And if one electrical lead is faulty, well, the whole operation goes haywire.
Oh, Father, not another cigarette. You smoke dozens since breakfast.
Half to our pocket dictator.
Well, it's for your own good. You smoke far too many.
But this is a special occasion, and inclined to be wearing on the nerve.
Seems we're all accounted for in here. We'll be closing the clockwork door in a minute.
Sir, what about the others in the safety bunker?
Well, after the second warning, I'll ring through and find out. The phone's just the other side of it.
Oh, Harry, aren't you terribly excited?
Well, yes, I suppose a bit. After all, this is the climax to a great deal of hard work. I wouldn't like to be the professor's shoes at this moment.
He looks pretty grim and determined.
Mm. In a minute, he'll be sitting here at the desk, he and McIntyre. Reports from the men at all these dials will come through in a constant stream. If the satellite deviates a yard off course, they'll know at once. At the same time, mechanical reports will be fed into that... Over there, you see that big electronic machine in the corner? Reports on air pressures, temperatures, radiation, all that sort of thing. They're taken down on tape, just, you know, as in a teleprinter.
This setup must have cost the air.
Oh, I don't know. Not much more than... couple of hydrogen bombs.
There you are. This will be something for you young people to remember.
Oh, yes, sir.
And for you to tell your family about, Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, if I can find the words, Professor, I'm not good with words.
You're better than most of us, I think. As for you, Fergus, you wanted technical information for your play. Well, help yourself.
We're very grateful. Indeed we are. Though we didn't expect quite such an early call.
Sorry about that. But I had my reasons.
I see. Is everything satisfactory?
I think so. In about 8 minutes, we'll know for certain. Nobody missing, Harry?
All present and correct, sir. I'll ring the safety bunker in a minute.
Fine. Close the shockproof door, will you?
Right, sir. Back in a moment.
Roderick, are you there, Roderick?
Yes. Hello.
Everything's checked. Get the men in their places, please.
Right.
Oh, and leave the door to the secondary control room open. In the meantime, at any rate.
Very well.
7 minutes, men, in your places.
Right, sir.
All right, sir. That's it, sir. We're closed in now.
How long does it last, sir, being shut in like this?
Oh, about 15 minutes. By 6:10, the rocket should be well away. Most of the poisonous fumes will have dispersed.
I can see it up there in the periscope mirror. Mm. What queer angle is that?
Yes, apparently that angle's important to guide it out into the proper ellipse.
Is it painted black? It looks like polished ebony from here.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? I think that outer skin is a sort of heat-resistant alloy. You know, black in itself. Before it gets clear of the Earth's atmosphere, the friction will be terrific, as you can imagine. And the temperature will rise to, about 800 degrees, I believe. And this alloy was specially prepared to withstand it.
Is the satellite made of it, too?
Well, that I can't say. I don't think so. At the moment, it's inside the cone of the second stage, and so it won't be subjected to the same friction.
Well, what about the return journey, sir?
Well, I believe they've incorporated some sort of braking device, small jet engine or something, and it's planned to bring it down comparatively slowly from about 300 miles up.
Gracious, there it is again.
5 minutes to go, Mrs. George.
It's all right, Granny. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Everything is so strange. I'm sorry.
I only hope I can recreate this atmosphere on a stage. It's what I've been wanting to do for a long time.
Watch. Better ring the safety bunker.
Right.
Hello, Sergeant Lee. Good. All present? Oh, that's a relief. Yes, everything's in order here. I'll ring you again at 10:00. Right. Keep your heads down. Bye.
What news from the bunker, Harry?
Everybody inside, sir. And the shock doors are closed.
Good. Now, all we need is patience.
What happens next, Professor?
For another 2 minutes, absolutely nothing. After that, well, perhaps you'd like to know the sequence of events.
Gosh, yes.
Do you mind if I take notes?
Oh, not at all. I'll try to use plain language.
Thanks.
You know, of course, that the rocket is in three stages.
Oh, yes, you told us.
No, the first stage lifts to a height of about 40 miles. Slowly at first, then accelerating to about 3 miles per second. The motive power is a rocket motor fueled by a mixture of alcohol and liquid oxygen.
How do you get the motor started?
I have a button on the desk. An electrical impulse reaches the base of the rocket. I shall press this button at Z-20. 7 seconds later, you should see a burst of smoke and flame at the foot of the tower. And in another 13 seconds, the rocket begins to lift.
0 hour.
Exactly. About 2 minutes after that, it will have risen to a height of 40 miles. And the fuel in the first stage tanks will have burned out. Automatically, the first stage will fall away, and the atomic motor in the second stage will come into action.
You don't control that from here.
Not the starting of the atomic motor. That's automatic. Of course, if anything went wrong, we could destroy the whole rocket by a flick of a switch.
I see.
I hope to goodness nothing like that happens.
So do I, Bridie. The second stage flight occupies about a minute. This opens up and throws out the third stage satellite, like a stone from a catapult. From that moment, Satellite 7 will be traveling in space, controlled from here.
It's a stupendous operation. When you consider all that could go wrong...
Don't remind me, Fergus. And I'm afraid that mechanical failures are not my only anxiety.
Oh, what's that, Professor?
2 minutes to go, Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, I see.
All set, Professor. Z-2.
Harry, stand by the bunker telephone. It was a mishap. Warn them at once.
Okay.
We may as well take our seats by the desk, Roderick.
Very well. And keep quiet, you three, as I told you.
Begin the count, please.
Right.
Quiet, everybody.
Z-115. Z-110.
Oh, I'll never be able to stand.
Quiet, Brady.
Z-60 seconds.
Circuit one, please.
Circuit one, contact.
-55.
First stage control, stand by.
First stage control, stand by, sir.
-50. -45.
First stage control, action.
Contact.
-40. -35.
Circuit two, please.
Circuit two, contact.
-30. -25.
Emergency demolition, stand by. PD standing by.
22, 21, 20.
No.
90, 80, 70, 60, 15, 14, 13, 12,
stop 11, it, no.
10, no. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Rocket away, Professor.
Good, not a hitch so far.
Follow it on the tracking screen, Fergus. Here, beside the desk. You'll also hear its height and velocity being called out from the dial.
5 miles. 0.23.
5 miles above the Earth.
traveling at 0.23 miles per second.
Power temperature going up, 415 degrees.
Just about right.
50.79.
It's now in the stratosphere, beyond the wind and clouds, beginning to spiral around the Earth.
Dead plus 60, temperature 623.
Good. Bring them in the bunker, Harry. Tell them Olga as well.
Right. 20 miles, 1.16.
Pardon me? Yes, spectacular, wasn't it? The professor wants you to know that everything's going well. But we'll be opening up in stage three.
30 miles, 2.10.
Putting on a spurt now. Nearing the limits of the stratosphere.
Z plus 120, temperature 703.
703, yes, going to schedule.
35 miles, 2.77.
Golly, it's spinning up.
Second stage control, stand by.
Second stage control, standing by, sir.
Is this where the atomic motor comes in?
Yes, but don't worry, crazy.
Emergency demolition. ED standing by, sir.
40 miles, 3.01. Z plus 136. 137, 138, 139, 140.
Second stage control, action.
Contact!
First stage away, sir!
Atomic mortar in, sir!
We've done it, by Jove, we've done it!
So it appears, Roderick. One more minute should prove it. Take note of the height and speed now, Virgin.
60 miles, 4.37.
It's incredible! It left the stratosphere, through the Heaviside layer, into the ionosphere. Practically no air resistance at all.
Temperature 759.
Temperature ratio diminishing, you see.
100 miles, 5.64. 150 miles, 6.70.
Z plus 170. Temperature 786.
Good. It's now in the Appleton layer. The last trace of atmosphere above the Earth. In a moment, it will be traveling in what amounts to a complete vacuum. And the temperature will go down.
Did you see a minute of the second stage, sir?
Approximately a minute. It depends.
200 miles, 8.73.
Gosh.
We've now reached the highest velocity ever attained by a rocket, as far as we know. The previous highest was 6.9 miles per second.
But you plan to make it go faster still.
Much faster. The principle of the catapult, remember. We've got to sling our satellite a distance of 240,000 miles.
50 miles, 10.30.
Z plus 190, temperature 630.
That looks a frightened party. Everything's going all right.
I know. It's just excited, Ann.
300 miles, 1.27.
Telemeter permanent control, stand by.
TVC standing by.
Emergency demolition, stand by. EV standing by.
350 miles, 13.12.
Z plus 200.
Wait for it now.
Second stage away, sir.
TPC, action.
TPC, connect.
Hold her as she goes.
First in there. Get ready.
Cut. Second stage control.
Second stage out, sir.
Cut second one.
Second one out, sir.
Emergency demolition. Stand down. ED standing down, sir.
Z plus 210. Phase one complete, Professor.
Yes. Phase one complete. Gentlemen and ladies, may I say, Satellite 7 is now on a free orbit towards the moon.
That was part 6 of Angus McVicar's adventure serial, Satellite 7, produced in the Scottish studios of the BBC.